This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to be talking about identifying America's enemies, judges and politicians handing out licenses to that of the illegals. Friends, this is treason. So I got a question for you. Then who are the criminals? Well, it's right in front of your face. I mean, folks, that's all you have to do is open your eyes to understand what's going on here. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to that, I wanted to highlight a couple things because I want you to understand what's happening in the state of New York right now concerning what's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you guys hear about this girl, 16 years old, snatched while walking with her mother and then later found? We found out today that it was a hoax. Put that up to Deuteronomy 19:19, friends. I mean, this is just the way people act, the way people have become. It's embarrassing, the stupidity in what people are willing to do for their 15, 30 seconds of fame. But guess what, friends? They're doing it, right? And now today we're in it. We're in it because we don't deal with the criminals at large. And concerning the 16-year-old kid, students will rise to the level of expectation. Well, this is her level of expectation, is to act like a fool so she can get her, you know, 15 seconds to 30 seconds of fame. And she's happy about it. No, there needs to be consequence, friends, when people do things and they concerning, I'm talking about these hoaxes that they contrive. There needs to be consequences to their stupidities because it's unlawful in the manner in which they bring these things. And also it scares people in the process. But aside of that, I also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you see that Gun Owners of America is taking Donald Trump's administration to appeals court for bump stock bans? Totally unconstitutional. You all know already Donald Trump appointed William Barr, who is a pro-gun confiscator, right? These are the people that are trying to criminalize thought. That's your new attorney general for those that are not paying attention to what is, in fact, going on in our country today. As a matter of fact, friends, I wanted to highlight this, too. True or not, Justin Amash is trying to wake up the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals. The reason I say that is because when you line it up with Scripture, Matthew 5:13, it says, it is thenceforth good for nothing. Today's conservatives are merely yesterday's liberals. Why? Because they're good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. It's exactly what's happening. But Justin Amash, he posted, conservatives will someday face the horrible truth that the unconstitutional Republican Party fought so hard to justify and excuse an immoral and self-serving president. And what he gave them in return was bigger government and erosion of the principles and values they once claimed to cherish. You know what? Again, regardless of who said it, it's true. And it's exactly what's happening in America today. And it sounds like what we have been warned about over and over and over again. And what's sad to say about this post, I need to highlight this, by Justin Amash. Friends, the spelling errors are horrendous. This is craziness. And these are America's said leaders in the country today. Did you also meet pro-amnesty Mr. Rep. Scott Taylor? He sent a letter begging Paul Ryan to pass amnesty not too long ago. He also threatened to blow up a conservative nonprofit for reporting on it, and he's a Republican from Virginia. Folks, there is no difference. You need to understand that they're on the same team, working against We the People. We can see that happening concerning illegals in New York, and also I highlighted the gun issue, how Trump's administration is being sued by gun owners of America, and rightfully so, concerning what's going on in Virginia today. Again, this is craziness. It's all by design. Let me highlight one more thing, and we're going to get over to the topic of the day. Did you know that in New York, you remember 18 years ago, we were told that the Muslims dropped the two towers? By the way, over 50% of the people in New York believe it was our government that was responsible for it, just for the record. Okay, go there and ask somebody. With that said, we were told by the mainstream media, and we were told by our corrupt politicians that we pretend with, in the sense of actually believing for some reason or another, they know better than we do, when the opposite is completely true. Just read the Constitution. You'll figure that out in 5 minutes. But what's interesting is we were told that the Muslims dropped the two towers, were under a Muslim attack for 18 years. Now we see the same mainstream media and corrupt politicians giving cover to the Muslims when they commit crimes against We the People. We see this all day long. And up comes out of the dust, friends, comes care, right? Did you know that in New York, it's a subversive organization, Hamas terror-tied organization, that somehow or another is getting a pass from the American people in an attempt to legitimize themselves as they continuously further forge the chains of the ignorant in the American people? That's what's happening. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, did you see that the Bloods, the street gangs, are pushing back hard against the Muslims? Did you know that in New York, friends, you know, the same state that rejoiced when they said that they can kill babies at any given time, and the American people let them do it? We have the criminals called the Bloods, right? That's what you've been conditioned to believe, these bad street kids. Well, it's interesting, these bad, violent street kids, the Bloods, they seem to know more than those that are in law enforcement do. Because in New York, they just gave the Muslims Muslim Sharia patrol cars. But the problem that they're having is not by their said legislators. No, they're the ones handing your country off to the foreigners in America, namely in New York right now. But these thugs, as you would call them, these violent Bloods, friends, these street gangs are pushing back hard against the New York Muslim Sharia patrol. I mean, folks, when are you going to wake up? Doesn't this show you how corrupt your said legal system is in this country? This is why you're seeing vigilante justice, friends. Because the American people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of seeing their said politicians and their said representatives in whatever capacity say one thing and do the opposite. Now you have kids that were raised up in the streets that are part of gangs, friends, that are standing up and doing the right thing because the government in New York fails to do it. America, they testify against your face as to how corrupt you are for tolerating all this. We're going to come back identifying America's enemies, judges, and politicians handing out licenses to illegals. Friends, this is treason, and I'm also going to show you what happens if you go into Mexico illegally.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
It's a liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, you can. You can watch us, as a matter of fact. We got this new thing working. Finally, we got a clear signal. Go to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube. Bradley Dean, you can watch us live. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live there. Or you can go to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. And you can watch us live over there. Enter into the conversation, friends. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to say thank you to the 117 radio stations that take our message on a daily basis, 6 days a week, outside of the seventh, but you can listen to us on a replay, right, or a podcast. We thank you for your trust, and thank you again, friends, not giving myself accolade, but thanking you for being sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning the political language that has been created, friends, which is outside of the scope of our Constitution and our biblical foundations in the United States of America. You're sick of it as much as I am, and that's why people are making us the number one and the number two show. And again, we appreciate you tuning in. We also thank you for the 53 countries that we broadcast live into as well on a daily basis. And I'm trying to find something right here. We're doing live radio. And I don't know why, for the life of me, of course, it's got to happen because I'm live and I'm looking for it right now. And we just got a new broadcast who took us live yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina. And we want to give a shout out to our friends over there. And that radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, just happens to be WCET 101.7 FM, WCET 101.7 FM, Columbia, South Carolina. We thank you for your trust, and we will do our best not to let you down. Again, welcome to our affiliations. and across the country. I'm doing a couple things here, friends, getting this teed up for us. Again, I wanted to let you know, too, if you want to check us out on site, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, E-B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean. And my Twitter is BradleyDean1. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Yeah, true that. Identifying America's enemies, judges and politicians handing out licenses to those illegals. No wonder why they're coming in, friends. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, right? Giving them aid and comfort. How about this? How about your politicians, what they do? How about they just go ahead and give aid and comfort and take it a step further and actually take money from people that work in America and reallocate those tax dollars to unconstitutional and illegal bureaucracies, namely welfare in the United States of America, and give it to the illegals. Allure them in. You want them to stop coming into America, friends? Then shut off the welfare system. It's unconstitutional. Taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots is exactly what they're doing, and it's how the said judges and the said politicians in America are destroying your country. This is a fact. It's not speculation. Okay? So much so, if you check out Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, you'll find out treason is defined right there. Again, treason against the United States shall consist in levying war against them. What do you call it when you're aiding and abetting your enemies? What do you call that, friends? That's levying war against them, right? They are literally handing your country off to those that come into us, to this country illegally. They're not here to assimilate. They've already come in a legal fashion. Doesn't that define who politicians are, friends? I hope it does, and I hope you see it for what it is. We have long known that it has been our said representatives. Read Luke 22, verse 48 when you get a moment. Who have been committing the act of treason against we the people by again alluring illegals into America unconstitutionally by reallocating our tax dollars, read 2 Corinthians 3:10, to that of the welfare sanctuary states, both unconstitutional, friends. Okay? This, of course, all comes to you under the guise of being the compassionate and, you know, caring, good and upright representatives that they're not. Friends, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Yet while knowing this information, the American people act as if I were speaking about a foreign country. And I got a question for you, friends, especially those that believe that I'm speaking to a foreign country. How's that working out for you? It's not. Amos 6:3. Read that when you get a moment. Friends, now we have these same criminal politicians handing out licenses to illegals. The Hill just reported that a federal judge on Friday denied a challenge to a law, okay, that will allow New York to give driver's license to illegal immigrants. They want to call them undocumented, friends. They're not undocumented. They're illegal, okay? The law, which is set to go into effect, by the way, it's not a law. It counters law. It's antithetical law. It may look like law, may have the color of law, the smell of law, may look like a duck, walk like a duck, but let me tell you what, friends, it's not law, okay? It counters American law. It also counters common sense. This law, which is set to go into effect next week, say they, was facing its second challenge in court. Okay? The Rochester Democrat and Chronicle reports that the U.S. District Judge Gary Sharp ruled against Reseneller County Clerk Frank Marola, saying he lacked the legal capacity to bring the lawsuit against the state over the new law. Really? Hey, I got a question for you. Instead of trying to prove what they want us to prove, how about we ask them where did they get their delegated authorities to implement that which is illegal against we the people? No, they don't want you putting the question to them, friends. They always want you on your heels. Until you learn what I just told you, nothing's going to change. Where, sir? Can you show me in the U.S. Constitution where you can lawfully advocate illegals coming into the United States of America? Can you show me that? No, you can't show me that. Well, then, where are you deriving it from? Exactly. That's where they don't want you to take them, right there. U.S. District Judge Gary Sharp ruled against the county clerk, saying he lacked the legal capacity to bring the lawsuit against the state over the new law. See, friends, you have a bunch of communists and Marxists using totalitarian methods, using the law against the law, is what they're doing to tear down the law, okay? Three other lawsuits are either pending or on appeal, but New York State officials, as they like to call themselves, implemented it on Monday anyways. Did you hear what I said? They're not being, folks, they're not ruling. They're not magnifying the laws that they swore to uphold. They are tearing them down and recreating that Constitution to look just like themselves. And I want to tell you something, friends. This is a Christian nation, not a satanic nation, just so you can make distinction. Okay? They went and implemented it anyways, friends. This is so far out there. It's so far out of mind to think that the people in New York or in the United States have allowed this country to go the direction that this country has gone. I want you to think about this, and I said this last week. What you allow a corrupt politician, I don't care what capacity, to sow, what you allow them to sow, the nation will reap. What you allow them to sow, the nation will reap. For anybody in government to say that they have delegated authority from we the people to go ahead and open the floodgates to illegals into our country that are not here to assimilate but to conquer and to destroy has got to be out of their mind. And there, I'll tell you what, friends, there's a lot of that going on in this country. There's no question about it. Three other lawsuits are either pending or are on appeal, but the New York State officials implemented it on Monday anyways because no court had issued a stay until the matter can be settled once for all. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. I ask, since when did it become a judge's duty to act out of his scope of authority in breaking the law? Think about that. Since when did it become a judge's duty to act out of his scope of authority to simply discover God's moral law, the Mosaic Institution, right? To discover and apply law, that's it, nothing more, nothing less. Not to legislate, not to play the activist, friends, but to act out of his scope of authority and breaking the law. Where did he get that delegated authority from? Who is he acting on the behalf of, America? Not we the people. He's working on the behalf of the highest bidder in whom he sold his soul to. Read Luke 22, verse 48. Judges, again, are to sit during good behavior. New information. Good behavior defines out to be fidelity, faithfulness to the Constitution, and positive moral example. Did you hear what I said? And furthermore, keep in mind, the purpose of government is to restrain men from sin, said John Adams. Okay? To maintain order, you're seeing just the exact opposite today, and to judge in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay, is that what you're seeing today? Nope. I'm going to come right back to this on the other side of the break. We're talking about identifying America's enemies. You have judges and politicians now handing out license to those that are illegal in the United States of America. Friends, the definition is treason. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is hosting a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw, Michigan. The vice president addresses the House debating articles of impeachment against the president.
You know, it's great to be with so many friends today and to be out of Washington, D.C. I mean, truthfully, friends, what's happening on Capitol Hill today is a disgrace. From the first day of this administration, Democrats in Washington have been trying to overturn the results of the last election. And they're back at it again today with their partisan impeachment. You know, the truth is, they're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president.
Department of Justice watchdog Michael Horowitz is testifying in the Senate regarding FISA warrants and the Russia probe. Horowitz saying there were significant inaccuracies in the FBI investigation against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Identifying America's enemies. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We are set up with Comrex today, and we can take your calls from no matter where we are at. And we are in one of those places right now, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show that believes that of what Andrew Jackson said, the seventh president of the United States of America, that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests without a shadow of a doubt. Our father's fingerprints are everywhere on this nation, and it's time for us to stand up and own it, friends, because it is our country, one nation under our Father. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are bringing it down, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in by the power of the Holy One of Israel. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Folks, listen to this. Let me pick up from where I was at. Three other lawsuits are either pending or on appeal, but New York State officials implemented it on Monday anyways. Okay? They just did it anyways. They don't care about the law. No. Friends, do you realize that you're the law? And if you realize that you're the law and you're the strength of the law, you already see that those in the circus of politics, the clowns in the circus of politics, they're not going to indict each other. You've already seen this. You've seen this since day one concerning this new administration. Not one has been indicted. Not one. Not one has been prosecuted as promised, right? And yet he sits back and plays the victim to all these people that are attempting to impeach him. Give me a break. Poor guy. Poor commander-in-chief. Apparently he doesn't understand that it's his job to faithfully execute the laws found in the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Read it when you get a moment, friends. Article 2, Section 3. Also read and understand that the law is the law, and the law applies to every single one of us, starting from the president to the three branches of government all the way down to where we live now throughout the United States of America. It applies to all of us. Article 6, Section 2. Read it, friends. Okay? I just asked the question during the end of last segment. Since when did it become a judge's duty to act out of his scope of authority in breaking the law? He's there to play, friends, as the referee to discover and apply the law. I mean, after all, friends, common sense does come into play, right? There to sit during good behavior, fidelity to the Constitution, faithfulness to the Constitution, and a positive moral example. Article 3, Section 1. Read it! Cross-check me. Folks, they claim a law gives them authority to overthrow the law. I need you to think about what I'm telling you. These judges and these corrupt politicians, friends, these are not judges. They're injustices, and they need to be removed. Because if they're not acting out in good behavior, then you, America, are to remove them. And this goes all the way to the president, to the Supreme Court, and the lower courts. Read Article 3, Section 1. It states it right there, and then go to Article 2, Section 4. Okay? They claim they have a law that gives them authority to overthrow the law. That's totalitarianism. That's communism. Folks, there's nothing that gives a judge, a politician, myself, or any other in this country the right to do the wrong thing. There's nothing that gives a judge, a politician, myself, friends, or any other in this country the right to break the law. There's no law that gives me the right to do the wrong thing. If you look at Charles D. Montesquieu, he was one of the signers and establishers. Not a signer of the Declaration or the Constitution. He was one that helped establish English common law in the United States of America. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. When you do outside and act outside of the scope of law that gives me the right to do the right thing, then what happens? I'm doing the wrong things, and then what happens? Destruction, self-destruction begins to take place in the country. That's what's happening in America today. Because the American people have been conditioned that if a judge says it, it must be so. You are so sorely incorrect. So sorely incorrect. And yet we see this all day long coming from those that are to uphold the law. And they said so with their hand on the Bible, right? Read Amos 5:7 when you get a moment. Haven't Americans been told over the last 18 years by the mainstream media and politicians that we've been under attack by a foreign people? Yes, we have. I got a question for you. Who's handing out licenses to illegals in the United States of America? Is it the Muslims? Who's been under attack since September 11th more than the American people? Over the last 18 years by the mainstream media and their said government and the agencies that have been created under the Unpatriot Act. I'm curious. More than you. Let me ask you a question. Has it been foreign people that have been doing that, or has it been your said representatives doing that? Fiend, counterfeit, dissimulated ones, friends. False pretenses, liars, Judases is what they are. Still, we find over and over again that we Americans are the very ones that are under attack by those to whom the mainstream media and politicians are now giving aid and comfort. Friends, I got a question for you. Did you know that terror defined out? Do you know what that defines out to be? Oxford's original English dictionary, do you know what terror defines out to be? 1-866-582-9933. Can anybody tell me what terror is defined out to be concerning its original definition in Oxford's English Dictionary? It's government by intimidation. That's the definition. Government by intimidation. What are you seeing here today in America? Government by intimidation. I want to tell you something, friends. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. What's happening in America today? People are afraid of what? Those said representatives, those that are to uphold the law. Why? Because they see them tearing down the law. But when the government fears the people, then you have liberty. You, America, individually and corporately, need to set the record straight. Okay? Teach them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. And deterring them from evil by setting forth the example that we're not going to tolerate your crimes. These are the people that are attacking you, friends. It's your said representatives. It is these said representatives, friends, in whatever capacity they may be in, that are handing out license to illegals. These are the ones bringing them and alluring them into the United States of America through something called unconstitutional, of course, friends, sanctuary cities. Completely unconstitutional. Completely. Federal law stands against everything that they're doing every step of the way. But again, we find that these are the ones that are attacking us. These are the ones that are handing your country over to those that mean to destroy this country. Hey, folks, you can keep kicking the can down the road and pretend, along with those who are selling you out on a daily basis, because they are. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord in dealing lawfully with the corrupt. American law holds accountable not only them that claim to represent the people, who are in fact found to be committing treason against the people, but it also holds them accountable for the crimes of them that they've allured into America. So do for yourselves, friends, in holding up that law, that which your said representatives will not in dealing with them. Because it's for you now, America, to save your country. Because you can see that your said representatives are the very ones that have committed the act of treason in so many different capacities against we the people. America, we are under attack. We are under attack. I also wanted to highlight the fact that, friends, when you go concerning law again, I need to highlight this. We're talking about how said representatives and judges and politicians are handing out license in New York. This is treason, friends. Read Article 3, Section 3. I also want to let you know, friends, federal law that I'm talking about and the federal law that magnifies itself against the crimes of those judges and those corrupt politicians. Read 8 U.S. Code 1324. I'll say it again. Read 8 U.S. Code 1324. I will paste it over to my friends on YouTube right now so you can see it. I always want to make sure I validate everything I'm saying on this show. 8 U.S. Code 1324. It shows you that if a representative, a said representative, allures illegals into America, they're to be held accountable for doing so. Federal law stands against their crime. 8 U.S. Code 1324. It also shows us that if one of those illegals that comes into the United States of America that's been allured by a said representative commits a crime, the said representative that allured them in is also responsible, along with the illegal alien that's in America unlawfully. They're both to be held accountable. Did you know that? For the crimes committed. 8 U.S. Code 1324. 8 U.S. Code 1324. Now, moving forward, what happens as in New York, friends, and we're seeing this across the boards, in the state of Minnesota, we have Keith Ellison. He's a criminal. We all know he's a criminal. He's the attorney general, mysteriously gets into office, major voter fraud going in the state of Minnesota. Everybody in the state knows it. And you know, here's the good news, friends. You can only oppress a people so long before they stand up. The problem that we have is the American people wait until they're pushed into the corner before they respond. You know, prevention would have been better than cure. Well, now we're in the latter rather than in the former, and now we have to cure because we didn't prevent. But the fact of the matter is, Keith Ellison and this governor in the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who's another traitor, literally, they want to make Minnesota a sanctuary state. They want to hand out licenses to illegals, because they're handing your states off to foreigners. This is perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, going back to Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Read that, because you can't get any more specific than as to what's going on here. But Keith Ellison, going back to him, he wants to bring in over 300% more Somalis to America, namely the state of Minnesota. Why? Because he wants to run for the governor. That's why. He wants to climb up the political ladder. He's playing a very dangerous game. They all are. They're all playing a dangerous game. And the fact of the matter is, as long as you're not afraid, guess what? You're going to win. We haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We in this country don't take counsel from our fears, America. perfect love casteth out all fear. And what does love do? Well, first of all, it's the fulfilling of the law, and it magnifies the laws against those that are committing the crime to preserve our constitutional republic in which God has bestowed upon us through blood, sweat, and tears, through sacrifice. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Going to take a quick break. Going into Mexico illegally? I got some information for you, friends. It's not good. Other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about what happens if you go into Mexico illegally. This, of course, is running off of our first topic, which goes line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning judges, friends. They're not judges. They're black-robed tyrants is what they are. And corrupt politicians, representatives of special interest groups, in handing off your country. You know what they're doing? They're handing licenses to those that are here in America illegally. In New York. Completely unlawful, friends. Completely unlawful. But the American people, I know they got this in their minds that somehow because the judges said it, it must be so. You are so incorrect. They are not the final arbiter of nothing. If it runs contrary to the U.S. Constitution, friends, it is null and void. Period. Let me say it again. Null and void. They're handing your country off to those that mean not to assimilate, America, is what's happening. That is what, in fact, is happening in the United States of America today, friends. It's exactly what's happening. And America, America, you need to wake up. I don't know. I'm merely doing my part. I can't do anything more than what I'm doing, friends. And I'm doing it the best that I can. And I've been doing it for 20 years. You want to talk about cumbersome? Okay, but I do it with a joyful, willful heart, at least to the best of my abilities, right? Oh, that human dispensation gets in the way sometimes, friends. But here we go. Okay, so what happens if you go into Mexico illegally? Okay. Well, just do yourself a favor, because the advocates of illegal immigration, which makes them unlawful as well, okay, subversive to American government, are in hopes that you will forget about Catherine Steinle, who was shot dead on San Francisco's Pier 14 by an illegal in an unprovoked attack. Her murderer, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who used a federal agent's gun in the crime, was deported 5 times and was a 7-time felon across multiple states, including Texas, Oregon, and Arizona. He had several different names, aliases, with several different birth dates, was flagged to be held by ICE for immigration, and was recently released following another drug arrest, and was subsequently protected by corrupt politicians and what Americans have been led to believe when it comes to the unlawful guise of illegal sanctuary cities. If you look at the laws, immigration laws, first and foremost, are found in Leviticus 19:34, Romans 13:10, okay, both Old and New Testament. Each year, the Border Patrol apprehends hundreds of thousands of aliens who flagrantly violate our nation's laws by unlawfully crossing into the United States of America. It is a misdemeanor, and if repeated after being deported, becomes punishable as a felony. No, they're handing them license, friends. They're giving them welfare, friends. They're giving them phones. They're giving them cars. They're giving them housing allowances, friends. Just so you know what's happening. The illegal alien population is composed of those who illegally enter into the country, referred to as Entry Without Inspection, EWI is the acronym, in violation of the immigration laws. Others enter legally and then stay illegally, referred to as the overstayers. Okay, just so you can make distinction. The immigration authorities currently estimate that 2/3 to 3/5 of all illegal immigrants are EWIs and the remainder is overstayers. So both types of illegal immigrants are deportable under Immigration and National Act Section 237A1B, which says any alien who is present in the United States in violation of this act or any other law of the United States is deportable. Well, not in New York, friends. Not in New York. Do you ever wonder what might happen if you were to go into Mexico illegally? Well, Mexico's 1999 immigration laws, I went online, I got it all up here for you. Mexico welcomes only foreigners who will be useful to Mexican society. Okay, this is Mexican, this is the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners are admitted into Mexico according to their possibilities of contributing to a national progress, Article 32. I want to stop for a second there. Notice how nobody's leaving America going into their countries. Notice it's these broken down third world countries, the people of them that are leaving. And by the way, I'm not with a broad brush. Given a stroke concerning every single one of them. Folks, there's a lot of these people that are good people that mean to come into America to immigrate and to simulate, friends, to our way of life. So it's not all of them. I'm just highlighting the bad apple in the bunch, okay? And there's a lot of them, and we need to get rid of them. And the way that we do that is not to deal with the branches on the tree. No, the way that we deal with that is to, like John the Baptist, lay an axe to the root of the tree. That's what we need to do. And the way to do that is to deal with the corrupt that are bringing them into the to these cities across America, known as your said representatives. Fiend felons is what they are, okay? The laws in Mexico and their immigration laws, immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country and that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance. Well, you know, in America, they'll support you. Your said representatives are stealing away your tax dollars and reallocating them and giving it to those that come into this country illegally. I want you to know that if you don't deal with corrupt politicians, they are going to destroy your country. And I'm not talking about a recall. I'm not talking about just mere impeachment. That is the process. I'm talking about indictments and charging each and every one of them for their crimes against we the people. The last one that I highlighted was found Article 34 of the Mexican immigration law. Foreigners may be barred from the country if their presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics. When foreigners are deemed detrimental to economic or national interest, when they do not behave like good citizens in their own country, when they have broken Mexican laws, and when they are not found to be physically or mentally healthy. This is found in Article 37 of Mexico's immigration law. Do you want me to stop right there? Folks, the Muslims are coming into America. Again, not a broad stroke, but a good portion of them are coming in here not to assimilate, but to overthrow out of their own mouths. They said it. I didn't. Out of their own mouths. They're constantly attacking our system. They're constantly attempting to overthrow our laws through unlaw, which makes them outlaws. But again, as long as the people are dumbed down, desensitized, they're going to continuously accept this and leaving it into the hands of those that are, in fact, as I'm highlighting even now, that are destroying their country. Okay? Talking about Mexico's 1999 immigration law, what happens if you go into Mexico illegally? The Secretary of Governments may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be the national interest. That's found in Article 38. Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. That's another conversation right there, friends. Oh, my goodness. Federal, local, municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration authorities upon request, i.e., to assist in the arrest of illegal immigrants. What do you have? Said representatives in America doing what? Excuse me. What do you see them doing? Shunning the likes of ICE. Shunning those that are actually doing their job. I mean, you need to understand what's happening here, friends. That's found in Article 73. A national population registry keeps track of every single individual who compromises the population of the country and verifies each individual's identity. That's found in Article 85 and 86. A national catalog of foreigners tracks foreign tourists and immigrants, Article 87. Individual with a unique tracking number, that's found in Article 91. Foreigners with fake papers who enter the country under false pretenses may be imprisoned. This is, folks, Mexico's immigration laws, but in America you have judges, corrupt judges, black-robed tyrants, and you have corrupt politicians handing out licenses to these people, friends. They're alluring them in to America. Just so you know, if you don't want to deal with these corrupt individuals, then rest assured your country, you're going to go down with the ship, America. That's a better way of saying it. Okay? There's Article 116, foreigners who sign government documents with a signature that is false or different from that which he normally uses are subject to fine and imprisonment. Foreigners who fail to obey the rules will be fined, deported, and or imprisoned as felons. Man, we should take all of our representatives over here, friends, and send them to Mexico because that's where they belong. And the reason I say they need to go to Mexico is because the American people think I'm talking about a third world country here. And I'm not. I'm talking about what's going on in America. Foreigners who are deported from Mexico and attempt to re-enter the country without authorization can be imprisoned for up to 10 years. That's found in Article 118 of Mexico's immigration laws. But not in America. What makes us the light of the world, friends, is that we are the law under God. Right? And that's what we've lost. And that's what we need to get back to, is the God that we have wickedly departed from, period. Under Mexican law, illegal immigration is a felony. The general law on population says a penalty of up to 2 years in prison and a fine of 300 to 5,000 pesos will be imposed on foreigners who enter the country illegally. But not in America. Read Article 123. That's found in Mexico's immigration bill. Friends, the article's called Going to Mexico Illegally. You are arrested, deported, and or jailed. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you enough to tell you the truth that makes men free. His name is Jesus Christ. John 8:32, John 14:6. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.